Even as President Bush is focusing on trying to overhaul Social Security, health care promises to take a huge bite out of the federal budget. And a new government spending projection predicts that the government will be picking up fully half of the nation's health care tab within a decade. Here to help us take a closer look at these trends is David Wessel. He is the Wall Street Journal's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we think of the U.S. as having a private health care system, largely. What does this say about that?
Well, compared to other countries, the U.S. does have a private system. In other countries, 75% or 80% of the health care bill is picked up by the government. But I don't think Americans generally recognize that today the government pays 46% of the nation's health care bill, and the government share is rising more rapidly than the private sector share, so that by the end of the decade it'll be half, and it seems to be determined to keep increasing beyond that, which is going to mean that someday health care costs are going to be squarely a government problem, and the government's going to drive some kind of solution, like it or not.
And if the government share is going up, does it follow that employers and consumers are going to be paying less?
No. Healthcare spending is rising. Everybody is going to spend more on it. The fraction of the gross domestic product devoted to healthcare is expected to rise from about 15% to close to 19% over the next 10 years. But the new projections show that the government share of spending will be rising more rapidly than that of private employers, insurers, and patients.
What then is driving this increase in spending by the government?
Well, earlier in the decade, private spending was growing faster than government spending on health care. But a couple of things have changed. One big one is that Medicare is now paying a little more to managed care organizations, to rural hospitals, to doctors. And most importantly, beginning in 2006, Medicare is going to pick up much of the cost of prescription drug spending among the elderly. It's going to cost the government more than $1 trillion over a decade.
Does that mean that the nation will be spending a lot more money on prescription drugs?
No, actually, that was one of the most interesting things in the new government projection. The experts at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the bureaucracy that oversees the government programs, don't expect total spending on prescription drugs to go up very much. They expect the new government-sponsored insurance plans to get a little bit of a discount on the price of prescription drugs, for more prescription drugs to be used in the U.S., and the net result to be that the total bill for prescription drugs won't go up very much. But what will change is that much, much more of that bill will be paid for by government programs.
And while this is going on, what will be going on in the private sector? What trends will employers and insurance companies see?
It's very hard to predict these things accurately, and you have to take all these projections with a grain of salt. But the people who do these projections see the private sector squeezing down on health care costs again. And they also see that this trend towards making workers pay more of their health care costs out of pocket is going to discourage people from going to the doctor so much or otherwise using health care.
And this increase in the government's share of the health bill, is that expected to rise inexorably?
You know, Herb Stein, the late economist, is famous for saying if something can't go on forever, it'll eventually stop. But right now, it looks like the government's share of the health care bill is going to keep climbing unless there's some radical change in the system. First of all, government programs are picking up the cost of insuring more people, especially low-income kids who don't otherwise get health insurance. And second, the baby boom is just about to hit the Medicare age. In 2011, the leading edge of the baby boom will turn 65 and be eligible for this government program, and that's going to really boost the share of spending that's paid for by government.
David Wessel is the Wall Street Journal's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.